just reading a paragraph here from the Shiurim Zecher Rabbi Morizal in the first one, on Kriya Shema. First one, the second one. So his question is in terms of, I guess it's the second one. It has to do with something to do with Kavana. Kavana in Kriya Shema. So he just says like this in passing. He says, Haran, the Perek Gimel the Rosh Hashanah, the Duno Psaka Rambam, being in Tzach Kavanas Mitzvah Kosav, right? Vechein Posaka Rambam, Perek Sheni Milcha Shofar, Tzach Shis Kavim Mashmi, Lo Tzi Shomei Lotzeis, Halav Achi Lo Yotza, right? Elashe Perek Vav, Nechosukho Chomitz Matzah Kosav, the Kofu Vachom Matzah Yotza, Vlo Pligi. Of the kafu of ochamatzo, cave in the lochazin, the gemara man, the polygale, the hedge of the chimle. Okay, but anyway, so he wants to say that what the apagav the betekias show for lo yotzo, hocha yotzo shkein nene. Kedimim ba'alma ham sasak yichlov hares chayev shkein nene. So like I said the other day, that the Rashi's havamin is the way the Ram learns the actual sheet of the Rambam. That even though the Rambam passes by shofar, you have to have kavana. By matzah, he passes. You don't need to have kavana. So the Ran says it's not a stira. He really holds mitzvah svichas kavana. But just like Rashi says, by matzah it's different because it's just like by mesasik b'chalav varayos, you're chayav shekein nene. Vishitaso he. So now the Rav is trying to explain. The afagav the kaimalon mitzvos svichas kavana b'chol Torah kula mikol mokom b'mitzvas. The mitzvah is achila lo bo'inan shiiskavein. So even though in the general mitzvah you have to have kavana, and the mitzvah that has to do with achila, you don't. Kemosh on a roam be yisurim, just like by yisurim. Shemis asek bechalom varayos chayav shkeinena. Vim nomar ki kol ha'alocha shel kavana nemra b'kiyum ha'mitzvah. This is the I think I mentioned the other day. If you're going to learn mitzvah tzrichas kavana has to do with the intent to want to fulfill the obligation, right? She'ein adam yotze yidei chavaso b'li kavana. Mahu ha'hevdel be mitzvah sachilu l'shar mitzvos ha'lei kalo kiyum shove b'kulon. So if you're going to say that mitzvah svichas kavana means that in order to be yotze, you have to want to be yotze. You have to, what we were terming devotional, means that there has to be your, you have to be responding to the chov in order to be yotze. So then, doesn't make sense to differentiate between a mitzvah of achila and any other mitzvah. The chov is the same. Bram im naniach ki alocha shel kavona nikva'a biyachas le'atzmo shel pu'ulos ha-mitzvah. However, if we suppose that the mitzvah that the halacha of kavona is related to the action of the mitzvah itself. Shebeli kavana choser maisa mitzvah. Without kavana, you're lacking in the maisa. Oz divrei Ram mechuvorim kisimla. Then they're perfect. Then they fit. Some expression. Anyway, v'shapir dima mitzvah sachila lemisasek b'chalav maraya. So now you can compare the two. Kishem shadin misasek sheyasodu nemar b'hilchos maisa avera. Just like misaseg is with regard to the maisa avera, right? And when you say a guy is misaseg is potter, because he didn't do the maisa avera. Eino shayach lechalovim varayos, and yet by chalovim and arayos is no tour of misaseg. Kein halacha shel kavana b'mitzvos eino misyaches lachila. He just glosses it, you know. It makes it a ma'isa mitzvah. Gam kishihi mishulelas kavanas ha'alcho. Yeah. He just points you in the general direction of you. Right? He's just saying that if it has to do with ma'isa, then you can understand it. But we were trying to fill it in a little bit. Right? We were trying to fill it in. What's going on? But in terms of the idea that we were discussing yesterday, so we were saying again that If you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavona, so then in a regular maisa mitzvah, you need the kavona to be the osa. To be the osa in all with all of its characteristics. But what? But when you're part of the asiya, then it's automatically, you're automatically an osa. So want me to clarify that a little bit, B-Mac? What I meant by that? Yeah. That's the element that we didn't express it fully yesterday. I mean, that's the element of the hana. That's what he means by the hana. What does Rashi say? It's interesting, Rashi, because he says, sounds like he's adding too much, because the Gemara says, Mahu desema hosam ochol matzah om rachman avo ochol. Torah says, eat the matzah, and he ate. Right? But Rashi says, v'nene b'achilaso. So did the Torah say, eat and enjoy? I mean, right? He's adding a lot over there. V'nene b'achilaso. Yeah. What's the role of the hana? What's the role of the hana? That's the question that we didn't really address fully yesterday. What role does hana play? So that's what I was trying to say. That the hana means that you're part of the effect. You're part of achila. Achila is not a maisa that is simply on the food. Achila is not just like a process of a process you do to the food, but it also is the process that the food does to you. So you're part of the product of a ma'isa achila. You feed yourself. You're part of the product of the ma'isa achila, as opposed to if a person would move an object or build a house, right? Unless he makes a serious error, he's not going to be part of that house. Right? And if he is, he's not going to enjoy it. But the object is apart from him. The object is apart from him. So now you have questions of how is he associated to the thing that he created. So it's obviously through his creation. And insofar as he has kavana, he's really a creator. Something comes about accidentally, you can't really call the guy the creator of it. Right? Yeah. But when he's part of the hana means that a maisa achila is, even when the Torah tells you to do an achila, that's the type of a maisa that achila is. Achila is somewhat of a reflexive thing. And once you're nene, once you're part of the Maisa, it's automatically you can't be closer to the Maisa than being part of the Maisa. The whole role of Kavana is to in a certain sense to associate you with the Maisa that you're doing. That it's not just a lucky haphazard thing that came about and you were some distant cause. It's the relationship between you and the maisa. But when it's a type of maisa that you are part of it intrinsically, then he's saying you don't need that idea. Now it's interesting. Hold on, it's interesting. So what's the kamash malan? It's a good svara. What's the kamash malan? So I saw the Ritva says that the kamash malan is that mitzvos have to have one format. It's interesting. This isser could be different. Isser could be different. Could be some isurim you need to have kavana, some isurim you don't. But he says there should be one uniform format of mitzvah. And if it's going to come out in this achila that by matzah you're not going to have kavana, then all mitzvahs should not have to have kavana. I'm not sure what the idea is there, but he's saying that's what Rava was saying. That it's almost like Rava was saying, it works out nicely, because he's saying, it comes out nicely the way he's learning. Does anybody have a Ritva? Does anybody have a Ritva here? We don't have a Ritva here, do we? No. Yeah, so, but he's saying that he has to have a tekes, you know, a format. All mitzvahs have to have the same format. So once you're going to come to this idea that if you eat the matzah, you'd be yotzei without kavana, can't be that one mitzvah has a different all mitzvahs have to have the same formal tzura. So if you can be yotzei one without kavana, then they all have to be that way. It's a clever idea, right? Because he's avoiding the whole. He's resolving a lot of difficulty in the Gemara. Like, how did Rava know that mitzvah Saint Shvichas Gavana made mitzvah Shvichas Gavana and matzah is different? But he seems to be saying from the Ritva, he seems to be saying that Rava held you can't have a non-uniformity in mitzvah. So once you see by matzah that he holds you going to be yotzei, even if it is only because of the hana element, then every mitzvah has to be the same. You hear what I'm saying, Yisrael? Yeah, he holds in format, they have to be the same. There has to be a format. Mitzvahs cannot have different formats. Like we said the other day, all the ideas that we were trying to express of the Maisa Mitzvah lacking goes back to what we were saying the other day with the difference between the knife thrower and the shochet. Right, that there has to be that the Maisa is completely yours, meaning you are the full Osa of it. They're the same thing. It means the same thing. That's the way I'm learning it. That when the Rav says it's a question of the Pu'ula Atzma of the Mitzvah, means to say that only when you have when you're the Osa of the Pu'ula Atzma happens no matter what, like by Shechita, the animal's neck is severed, the Simonim are severed. Question is, are you the Osa? Is it yours? Are you the Osa? Or is it just Misasik coming about? So when we're trying to put the, when we were describing the, that's the goal. The goal is that you're the fullest Osa. But you're going to be lacking in being an Osa if there's an element of the thing that is occurring that is not under your das, not under your kavana. But, the actual Maisa is not lacking, no.
It has all the elements because after the fact, you did do.
That's right. After the fact, that's what I said yesterday. Right. That was what I was saying yesterday. To be a Misasek, you need three things. You have to define the Maisa. That exact Maisa had to occur, but you were not related to it, essentially. That was the problem. He said, if you over-define the mitzvah, then you're not going to call yourself a misase because it never happened. Right? And if you under-define it, then you're not going to be a misase because you were related to it. You have to find that middle ground. It's all about degrees. But, yeah, right. That doesn't mean anything in the.
You can apply it to me.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, one second. You hear what I'm saying, Mitnick?
I think so.
Yeah. All right, so how is Rashi learning over here? By Kore Kriyashma? Kore Lagia? He says what? Af kriya in kan ela megamgim. It's mashma to me. I mean, flame shot is. This is not the sugya to go into big lumdus of kriyashma. Flame shot is Rashi's learning simple that he's not enunciating properly. So. Here, yeah. That's a flame shot. He's a megamgim. He's not even a korei. He's not even a korei. Like Rabbi Nachman says, "Eino korei atevos b'kriyason, el kiksivason." Yeah, that's the plain shot. I mean, what do you think megamgim is? He doesn't say kim megamgim. He is a megamgim. Yeah. Right. Either he's learning like Rabbi Yonah, that he's not really saying it loud. Like he's just. No, well, you see, Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, he called him a Misasek, right? Did he call him a Misasek?
Yeah, he didn't mean to do it.
Right, he didn't mean to do it, but he did it. Here it sounds like he's not doing it. What the chiddush is? Good question. What does Rashi say in? He doesn't call him Masasek in Brachos either, does he?
He says he's actually reading it.
No, he doesn't say.
Alright, so what's the question? Well, it seems like this, it seems like Rashi has different sheets over here. It does seem that way, right? We have the Brachos still? Still the Brachos? What does he say in Brachos? It's a very difficult question. It's an extremely difficult question. Now Brachos is becoming a tangent to Rosh Hashanah. So, how does it go over there? He says, Shema Mina Mitzvah Srichos Kavona. Actually, this is taking the opposite way. Huh? No.
Wait, what do you think the opposite way?
No, in our Gemara, it's using it as a raya against Mitzvah Ein Srichos Kavona.
Right.
It's in response to that. Here it's just saying straight. Just saying... It's just starting. Mitzvah Srichos Kavana. Approved. You see, Mitzvah Srichos Kavana. Mayim Kivein Libo Likros. Mayim Kivein Libo. No, it doesn't mean Mitzvah Srichos Kavana. It means Likros. Likros Fakakari. Yes, what does Rosh say? Shem Miskavein L'Shem Mitzvos. Retikshul Rabbi. See, he has Rabbi here. De Omar Mesechus Rosh Hashanah Azekei L'Shir Yotza. Kivein Likros. Of a lot of today mitzvah, lo ba'inan shemis gavin. A likros b'torah ba'alma. That's all he needs, because that's what Rabbi would hold. Rabbi would hold all you need is to have kavana to read. Why is this guy yotze? He's reading. Hakakori, habikori ka'asik tana. The tana is talking about a case where the guy's kori b'torah, right? Bikari le agia, es ha sefer, miyesh bo tos, dafiu le kriya nami lo miskavein. Not clear from this Rashi, right? He's not even miskavein for kriya. Tosus is learning Rashi to mean that he is doing the kriya, but he's not miskavein for it, right? That's his criticism on Rashi. Tema kati hakako hakari. Yeah. So this is really a very difficult question. What's the question over here? This is not really a clear Masasek case, right? It's not a clear Masasek case. On the face of it, you say it's not a Masasek case at all. Wouldn't you say it's more like a Koreh, like a Tokei Lashir case? Right? He has another objective. He's reading. So he has Kavana to produce the audible... he has Kavana to convert the words into an audible format. Right? But he has an ulterior motive. So why isn't that... So that's very... It's difficult to say it's a Masasek. Certainly not the simple Masasek. Not the straight... Not the Masasek that we've been defining. Right? Because the Masasek we've been defining is saying that the Maisa comes about accidentally. But a Tokei L'Shir was not a Masasek because he intended to produce the Shukdakol. He intended to do the Tekiah. Right? He intended to do the Tekiah. So, over here, he intended to produce the kriya. He intended the kriya, but you say because of something else. Yeah. Tosis is a very powerful question. That sounds like motivation already, right? Certainly, if you're going to hold Mrs. St. Svichel's Kavana, it means you just have to do the Maisa. You have to have Kavana for the Maisa. His Kavana is Lagia as a Sefer. Yeah. So it reminds me of another halacha. Maybe it's a little far-fetched, but it reminds me of another halacha. in Shabbos. Shabbos is very fertile ground for halachas of kavana and ma'aser. That's where it really is essential. You have to need melechas machshavas. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha I'm thinking about? Is anyone any guessers? Let's say you have a case of melacha shein shvi'ich l'gufa, right? So what's a melacha shein shvi'ich l'gufa? Melacha shein shvi'ich l'gufa is what? What's the case? Dig for the dirt. Okay, you dig for the dirt. So why is it a melacha shein shvi'ich l'gufa? What's the melacha? The melacha is avodas karka, right? Is a tikkun in the ground to prepare the ground for planting. That's the melacha, right? What's the object? What's the product? What's the product of digging? It's choresh, right? It's working the land, working the ground, working the earth. Correct? But what is this person doing? He's not working the ground, right? He's taking dirt. His whole objective is completely different. It's on its head, right? The malach is to move the earth to produce the proper to produce a hole that you can plant in. That's a tick into the ground. Here the person is taking the dirt out, and he's doing it for the dirt itself. It's a perversion, right? Yeah. So we explained. I mean, we discussed this a few times. This is one of my. It's a good example to keep in your repertoire, because it illustrates certain things that come up. So what is the idea here? That the maisa of digging, the physical act of digging, always really has two products. Right? You can't take away dirt from someplace without leaving some sort of an absence. Right? So, whenever you take away dirt, you're always leaving an impression. Right? So, but on Shabbos, in Malachas Shabbos, the Malacha is defined, the Malacha is Koveya, that the essential product of this maisa is not what you take, but what you leave. Okay, it's based on Malachas Mishkan, right? If they were minors in the Mishkan, then it would be different. But they were planting. So you have a situation like this, where the tzura of the mitzvah, the tzura of the halacha, the tzura of the malacha of digging is a tikkun of the karka, producing a hole. But the maisa that does it also has with it an element of a byproduct. Right? A necessary byproduct. A necessary byproduct of digging is the dirt. And believe me, if anybody was around the yeshiva when they were digging out the backyard, it's a problem. You can't just say I'm going to dig without thinking, what am I going to do with all that dirt first? Okay, so it's something you have to, digging necessitates. Now, what if a person in his mind says, my objective is the dirt. Okay, my objective is the dirt, and to me, the hole is a byproduct. Okay, so is he doing the act of digging of Malechas Shabbos? The act of digging of Malechas Shabbos is producing, is to produce a whole, is a tikkun to the karka. But the physical activity is removing dirt. Right? So if a person engages bidas, bikavana, the same maisa, and he knows he's going to have the result of the whole, but he perverts the maisa, and he says, no, now this is not hole making. I'm not a hole maker. I'm a dirt taker. Right? So according to Reb Shimon, I think it is, according to Reb Yehuda, he's pater. That's not malachas machshavas and shavas. Pater. Can't say he's osek in the malacha of digging. Because to be osek in the malacha of digging, it has to be that your kavana is for the product of the in the earth, in the ground. Not the kavana of doing the of taking the dirt. Okay. Just parenthetically, this is not like a psik resha. Right? We discussed this. Didn't we discuss this?
Mm-hmm.
This is not a psik resha. Because psik resha is two completely separate actions that are occurring simultaneously. Anybody? You must have heard this, right? We discussed this, no?
I discussed it with you.
Oh, okay. So, in other words, what's the case of psik resha?
Open the fridge and like...
No, come on. Cutting the head of the chicken, of course. That's where he gets his name from, right? Psik resha. It's really half of a phrase. The phrase is what? Psik resha. Very good. Psik resha v'lo yamas? It's a rhetorical question. Okay. So that's two separate actions. That's two separate actions. Severing the head and killing the chicken. Right? Okay, now here's the old question. How is it two separate actions? How are the two separate actions? The same thing. He's killing the chicken. Right? Now you remember?
Yeah, remember.
Now you remember. So no, because it's very simple. It's simple. You could easily take the head off a chicken and not kill it. I could do it. I could do it right now. How? Dead chicken. Dead chicken. So they're two separate things.
The malacha is killing it, not being shkita.
The malacha is killing it. Yeah. Killing it. Even if you squash a bug, it's a malacha. Yeah.
Is that the proof of the malacha?
No. That's my proof. So that's the difference. Psik resha is where you do two separate things. Two completely separate things, but you're economizing in one action. Right? Like opening the refrigerator and the light turning on. They're two clearly different things. Right? Malacha shen shvi'ich l'gufa is where it's one thing that has two different results. And it always has two different results. And the malacha is koveya, one result is the maisa, and your koveya with your kavana, the other result. Okay? You'll leave a hole. Wherever you take the dirt from, you're going to leave some sort of a hole. So it might not be a hole that's good for planting, but conceptually it has that element. So anyway, so that's what I was thinking. Maybe that's the machlokas of Rashi and Tosfos over here. Because this is not exactly like a tokei l'shir. Because a tokei l'shir, he wants to produce the sound. He wants to produce the sound. He likes the sound. Or the sound is useful to him. But what does Rashi say over here by the Korei L'Agia? In Brachos, what's he doing? What's he really doing? See, reading from a sefer. Reading from a sefer, I'm trying to make it like digging dirt. Right? You need to know this, right? Trying to make it like digging dirt. That's my best attempt over here. Say that. What? Yeah. Right. You do two things when you're vocalizing the words. But that has two things. That does two things. That is producing the words and checking the letters. It's producing the sounds and checking the words. In other words, you're not vocalizing the words because you want to hear the word. You're vocalizing the words because you want to check what letters are producing them. So that would be like a Every time you read a text, two things you're doing. It's a two-way street. So you're saying the problem is like this. The problem that we were saying is that if you say a korei lahagia is like a tokei lashir, then you get into a serious problem, right? But logically, tokei lashir is a complete. The tekiah is complete. Okay, the ma'isa tekiah is complete. And now you're just using it for something. Okay, but the use that you have for that ma'isa tekiah doesn't invade the ma'isa. Doesn't invade into the level of ma'isa. The ma'isa tekiah is inviolable over there. The ma'isa tekiah is complete. Once you produce the ma'isa tekiah, you say, I'm going to use that noise for a reason. It would be like if a person dug a hole, but for another reason. He does want the hole, but not for planting. Okay? That's not a machshishi v'ruva. Right? But what I'm trying to say over here is that in the Kriya, possibly in the Kriya, that whole entity of producing the sound, before you even complete the sound, your kavana has already crept in. Because you're not really producing the sound for the sound. You're producing this because you want to hear the sound, and it makes you feel better to hear these words. It's just a way of testing the letters. So you're perverting the whole mice of Kriya. It's a perversion of the mice of Kriya. The mice of Kriya should be to go from the text and express. You're doing a reverse process. You want to go from what comes out to reflect back on the letters. You're testing the letters through the Kriya. You're not doing a Kriya to express the letters. It's just a thought I had. I don't know. It's a little bit. It's tough. I have to think about it a little more. I'm thinking maybe that's the machlokas over there. That would you call that not doing the ma'isa? Would you call it like a malacha shen shvich legufa in the ma'isa? With the ma'isa, where you have the kavana for the ma'isa, but not the ma'isa in its normal tzura. You're turning the whole ma'isa into a you're turning the whole ma'isa around. Instead of saying that the kriya is to produce, a kriya is to take the letters and vocalize them. Here you're to produce a speech, to produce words. Here you're doing that. As I'm trying to say, like every time you read, two things are going on. But if you had kavana for the one that's not the normal, then maybe that's considered like a malacha shen shvich legufa by the kriya, and Rashi would hold that's not even a kriya. But I don't see the problem. To my mind, is it doesn't seem that that you can call it ena miskavein if it's simply. The kriya is conceptually complete, and now you're using it for another thing. That seems off limits. If you can hold malacha mitzvah shvichas kavana, then all of that is just kavana. Is why has to be some sort of a kavana that actually distorts the process of kriya itself. Just like wanting the dirt is a distortion of the process of hole digging. Testing the letters is a distortion of the process of kriya. Because kriya is not a test of the letters, it's an actualization of the letters. into a kriya. It's by a regular kore, the product you want is the words, is the sound. Over here, the product you're looking for is the correct text. So it's an inversion of the maiso.
What determines the
kavana?
What determines what we say the real purpose of the action is? Like
the mitzvah, whatever the mitzvah is koveya, or the iser, or the malacha, the eyes of halacha. Halacha is koveya digging on Shabbos as a maisa of tikkun karka. That's the maisa of digging that is malacha.
So outside of halacha, then a person was digging, he wanted to observe, but it's still saying that it was digging.
The word digging is refers to the physical action, not to what activity he's osek in. Right? Maleches machsheves, you have to go down to not just the maisa, but what activity is it. But over here, but by Kriya Shema also, there's no mitzvah of a text at all for Kriya Shema. Right? It's really just the vocalization. So here, he is doing the vocalization, but he's essentially using it as a test for the text. But the point is, but my point is, my point I'm trying to make, I'm thinking about it, is that there is a relationship between the vocalization and what is on the text. Right? There's a relationship between the words that are vocalized and what is on the text, what is written. Okay? A normal kriya means that you value the text, and now you just want to actualize it. You're going in the direction that you're... The words are the product, and the direction that the whole activity takes is from the words to the sound. Right? Here it's the opposite. It's from the sound to the words. Right? Because every kriya from a text has both elements. Right, the words are the sounds are from the words, and the words show you what the sound, and the sounds show you what the words are. That's always two things always emerge from a kriya. There was an actualization. There was a product of sound. And there was a proof of the written word. Now you're going to take that process and you're going to be machshev the wrong element of it. That's like taking digging and being machshev the dirt instead of being machshev the hole. It's a stretch. It's tough, huh? So the value, the reason why I'm happy with saying something like this, even though it's difficult, is because I don't think it's the proper place to go into to make a machlokus Rashi and Tosfos about what mitzvus ein svichus kavana means. And all the Rishonim agree that if you had kavana to voke to do the maisa, if you hold ein mitzvus ein svichus kavana, as long as you had kavana to do the maisa, you're yotze. The only way you're not going to be yotze is if you're a misasik to the maisa or you didn't do the maisa. So I'm trying to say that maybe Rashi is trying to show you a chiddush over there, that you can be considered not being doing the maisa in a maisa like this, where it has two elements, and you're perverting you're converting it into the wrong element is the essence. But only when there are two elements within the maisa. Once the maisa is complete, now it's just a question of purpose. It's got to be a problem before the maisa is complete. Just like psik ratio. If the maisa is complete, it doesn't matter whether he wants it or not. Even if he doesn't care about killing the animal. Even if he doesn't care at all about the light going on. It's a psik ratio. Alright, I'm not gonna get into the questions, lo nichale, all that other stuff. But it's certainly according to a lot of Rishonim, it doesn't matter. Now, it's here it's not simultaneous because the kriya comes, the words are vocalized first, and then from what you hear it reflects back on the text. Conceptually, the vocalization is both, but in actuality, there's an order. First, you produce the sound, and then it reflects back. Right? So could be that's the question. But listen, these are very purely speculative, very highly speculative. That's why now if I'm right, this is obviously not a proof that I'm right in any respect, but. That's why Rashi doesn't need to bring this into to Rosh Hashanah. You don't have to bring this whole lumdus into Rosh Hashanah. Because the point is the same. If you did the Maisa Yotze, if you didn't do the Maisa Yotze, not Yotze. Now Rashi has a Chiddush that he wants to tell you in Brachos that you can be considered not doing the Maisa when you come. That's not the place for this now. This is not the place. This is not necessarily the place. If it's a whole theory over there, on mitzvah tzrichos kavana, ain't tzrichos kavana, then it would be a big kasha. How come he mentioned over there, he doesn't mention it over here? But if the major idea is the same, it's just he wants to, in that part where the Gemara is taking it up as an essence, he wants to show you fully what it could mean. He doesn't need to do that when it's just being brought in as a kasha and rabba. That's very, very common, I'm telling you. A lot of times the Gemara treats things differently. And Tosu says, how come it didn't ask all the same questions? Just because here it's just being brought in agav orcha. Over there, that's the essential sugya. When you're dealing with this something essentially, you probe it much more deeply than when you're bringing it in as a kasha. Now, it's there, that is the sugya. That is the Mishnah. So, of course, it's going to take it up more thoroughly. Over here, it's just being brought in as a kasha. Okay. All right, so now I have the next case. He's going to shul. He's walking behind the shul, and he hears what? He hears the sound of a shofar or the sound of Megillah. If he concentrates, if he has kavana, he'll be yotze. And if not, he's not yotze. Go ahead. My love. He heard it. He heard it. So then he says no. He thought it was a donkey. Not saying much for the Balkore. He thought it was a donkey.
That doesn't apply to Megillah, right?
It's going to be hard to say that, right? I mean, the word generally means a donkey. I don't know. Maybe someone says that? I didn't see. Yes, this is what we were trying to say in the beginning here, right? That the Maisa of Shmia, the Maisa of Shmia requires Kavana. Otherwise you're just passive. You have to know. In order to say you are a shomea, you have to be aware of what you're hearing. If you're not aware of what you're hearing, then it's just a totally involuntary. Then it's just sound. Then it's just sound. Sound waves. Can we use the same shot here, or is there what else can we say here? I mean, they're trying to make him into a misasek in the shmiu. Right? That's what we're trying to make him into. He says, you might think he needs kavana. You might say he needs kavana lotzeis. No, he doesn't need kavana lotzeis. This is a good raya to the ra'ah. Right? It's a good raya to the ra'ah. It's a good raya to the ra'ah. You don't need to say this, what we're saying by shmir. Because the ra'ah holds in all the cases, you always have to know what you're doing. Right, the raw says you have to know it's a shofar. Even if that's the raw, even though it seems to be a kavana, you still need to know it's a shofar. You still need to know it's a Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, but he's talking about a matzah.
No, but he holds it by all mitzvahs.
I can see
it
different.
Huh?
I would
hold by matzah.
That's what the raw says. That when you hold mitzvah Saint Shvichas Kavana, it means you don't have to have kavana to be yotzei, but you still have to know what you're doing. You have to know what you're doing. You have to know the elements of, you have to know that what you're doing in some way has the elements of mitzvah. You have to know it's a shofar, you have to know it's Rosh Hashanah. You have to know it's matzah, you have to know it's Leil Rishon. You have to know it's Megillah, you have to know it's, you have to know, like the Meir, you have to know it's Kriya Shema, you have to know it's Zman Kriya Shema. You could learn that way. You know, that would be just a general idea. Why is it a problem by matzah? Matzah is easy, no? You have to know it's matzah, you have to know it's... I know, now I'm giving a different job. Correct, a different job, right. Right. If you're going to say this is different, then you have to say what we were saying. But if you learn like the raw from the beginning, then this just flows naturally. Right. We didn't define the raw, but I'm just saying. Let's take one more, or we have to, I think it's time now, no? What is it, 21? What do we say?
4 minutes.
4 minutes? Go ahead. Take the next one.
Facebook.
Why? Yes, so what's the Gemara's question? How do you find a case where the Mashmiya is not Miskavim, but the Shemaya is? How do you find the case? How do you find the case? With the Kasha on, if you hold Mitzvah Saint Tzrichas Kavanah, how do you find the case? Right? If you hold Mitzvah Saint Tzrichas Kavanah, you find the case very easily. The Gemara is saying, if you hold Mitzvah Saint Tzrichas Kavanah, how do you find the case? What's the question? How do you find the case? No, it's because now kavana, now you don't need kavana. How are you going to say comparatively the guy doesn't know that? You can say the guy doesn't know that when he hears it, he doesn't know it's the sound of a shofar. But the guy's blowing it. He knows it's a shofar. So the guy says, what? It must be, isn't it where he's tokei l'shir? No, minaveach navuchi. I will stop here. Let's stop here. It's not a simple answer what Navech Navuchi means.